the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast. And man, there was a lot of controversy last night in that Bears-Vikings game, especially if you were on the wrong side of the Jalen Hurts rush yards prop, in which mysteriously 7 yards vanished toward the end of the game. There was about a 20-minute window that if you had it anywhere between 34.5 all the way up to 41.5, it cashed out for you. And then many of the sports books, I think very shadily, then rescinded those winning wagers as a -7 was awarded to his rush yards on a sack that was deemed that earlier in the game. It turned out to be then called a rushing play as he took a knee before he got the sack. Just a ruinous outcome across the board, and I can't believe the integrity of some of the sports books out there, but that was just flat out wrong. And of course, we didn't get the extra point at the end, but by NFL rules, Lundy, because there were a lot of people out there that had Minnesota -7 or the Bears +7, so that extra point was all important because there was no time on the clock and did not affect the outcome of the game. There was no reason to go for two or kick the extra point, so that's why it didn't happen, and that again is clearly stated in the NFL rule book. So hopefully, we will not have any additional controversies tonight, but we do have a pair of games to finally get Week 15 in the books. And give me your best bet. Seattle and the Rams. The Rammies are laying 7 with a 46.5 total. And we got the Fighting Footballs taking on the Eagles in Philly. Philly laying 6.5, 42.5 on the total. What tickles your fancy most, my man?
Actually, I am tickled, Brad, this morning because that Rams line at DraftKings is down to 6.5, and that's what I was waiting for, baby. I will take the Rammies minus the 6.5 as they battle for NFC West. I know the guys on the Monday night broadcast were talking about it. I'm in agreement. I think three teams are going to make it out of the NFC West, the way these things are, the way it's going so far. And so I think the Rams need this game more than the Seahawks do. So the fact that it's at 6.5, I love the fact that I don't have to worry about that push at 7. So I will take the Rams minus the 6.5. And oh, S's and G's, it's the holiday season. I'm going to take the football team plus the 6.5. I think they cover.
Kyle Allen likely to get the start. We'll see who else can escape COVID protocols in time for the game. My best bet on the board out of all these matchups, I like the under in that Fighting Footballs and Eagles game on the 42.5. You know, these are two intradivisional foes. They know one another. You could say the same about Seattle and the Rams, but there's just way too many question marks across the board, especially the Rams down a ton of players, much like Cleveland was, so they get Jalen Ramsey back. But in this game, I just got a feeling it's going to be something like 20-17 Eagles. So at 37, I just don't see this game being comfortably in the 20s in the end. So the under on the 42.5, I believe, shall prevail. With that, on this special Taco Tuesday edition of the pod, let's turn up the spice with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Lundy, we got limited props at tape time in the NFL market, but we're going to power through. We're going to get creative with some of these. And let's start off with an anytime touchdown and give me Odell Beckham Jr. To cross the chalk for 6 at plus 130 at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at the matchup, it is Seattle. Now, Seattle, believe it or not, this season, though, they've given up a ton of yards through the air to WRs. They've only allowed 7 wide receiver touchdowns in 13 games. So I think ultimately Beckham, who has scored in 3 straight, will add to that streak. He's got 22 targets over that 3-game stretch. 6 of those have come inside the red zone. You know Matthew Stafford's going to cork deep down the field, and he's going to draw a lot of DJ Reed in coverage, who's given up a respectable 83.0 passer rating, but has allowed a pair of touchdowns to his assignment. So Odell Beckham, whether on a deep pass, whether on a quick slant in the end zone, I believe he will spike one for 6 and score some cash at the plus 130, at least for me. So fade or follow. I know these things are fickle and hard to predict. OBJ, anytime touchdown, plus 130 at DraftKings.
I'll go ahead and follow. I told you, I'm in an S's and G's kind of mood today because we've just had, there's so much weirdness going on right now.
Tell me about it.
It's, I just, I'm over trying to predict all of this stuff. So I think I've decided if anything has, if something can give me plus odds, I think I'm down with it at this point, just because I figure, well, let's roll the dice and see what happens, and then cross my fingers that Santa puts extra dollars in my account come Saturday. That's all I'm hoping for at this point. Is he allowed to do that? Is that a gift I can ask for?
Sure. Yeah. If you're living in a legal state, you're in Colorado. Hell yeah. Ask for some gift cards, maybe some DraftKings crowns to add to your account. Whatever, you know, could tickle your pickle this holiday season and spike the eggnog with something extra special. Santa shall deliver.
Number four.
All right, let's move on here on this Tuesday night doubleheader. And this is a real prop that is available right now, and that is Devontae Smith. And the line, I just looked it up, has dropped from 49.5 on an open, Lundy, to 47.5 receiving yards at Caesars Sportsbook at -115. And I'm taking the over on this one. Look, I know Jalen Hurts consistently under 200 yards passing. May have a prop on that a little bit later on. But, you know, Devontae Smith has been over this 47.5 receiving yards number in 7 of 13 games. His average target distance in the NFL is inside the top 10 at 14.0. Now, he is number 9 in unrealized air yards. And tonight, a great opportunity to realize some of those air yards. Why? Well, he's facing the fighting footballs, as I have always said. Jokingly, a low PSI, rather deflated. 25 wide receivers have gone over 47.5 yards against them this season, and he's going to get primarily William Jackson III in coverage, who's given up a 70.6 catch percentage and 100.1 passer rating to his adversaries. So, my man, will it be fly, eagle, fly for the Slim Reaper, Devontae Smith, on the over 47.5 receiving yards, -115 at Caesars?
I like the gift that we've been given with an extra couple of yards. Yeah, give me the over on this one. I like the fact that it ticked itself down. And you're right, Hurts is not going to put a ton of yards up through the air, but we know that he looks for Smith when he's trying to get the ball downfield. So, you know, sitting at 47.5, you know, for him, that's what, 3 catches, maybe 4? You know, I'm down. I love the fact that there's an extra couple of yards being built into this one. So this is one of the props on today's Fade 5, really one of my favorites.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think Smith should get a chunk gain or 3, much like Darnell Mooney last night, and push the over.
Number 3.
All right, next up, Lundy, and this is one that at tape time, none of the legal sports books had posted. However, our friends at Prize Picks, they have a prop line, and usually that aligns typically with a lot of the legal sports books out there. So it's kind of a ballpark figure. If you're looking at the market, shop around, obviously, to get the best line. But 49.5 rush yards for Rashad Penny. Will a penny save be dollars earned if you bet the over? And that's where my lean is here on the former San Diego State Aztec, whose alma mater is going to be in action at a bowl game tonight, Lundy. So I like the over here. You look at Penny. Last couple of games, you've seen that ramping up in snap share, 40.3% against the Niners last week against hopeless Houston, 56.3% against the Niners, just 10 carries for 35 yards, and then you had the bust-out game against the Texans, 16 carries for 137 yards on the ground, 3.86 yards under contact per attempt on the season. That's an impressive total there. You look at the Rams, Aaron Donald and company giving it up just 3.67 yards per carry, 77.6 rush yards per game to opposing running backs, but they're down a number of starters on that defense. We'll see if they get them back in time in COVID protocols. And you look at the first matchup, Alex Collins, who looks like he's running in molasses at all times, 15 carries, 47 yards in week 5. Given the dynamism and the explosiveness of Penny, far greater than that of the River Dancer, I think he'll be the 8th running back to hit the 50-yard mark on the ground against the Rammies this season. So I would play this number up probably like 52.5, 53.5. At Prize Picks, it's 49.5, and that's what we're going to stick to here. So over or under, fade or follow, Lundy, where do you stand on the former Aztec?
I like your visual of Collins because that really is what it's like to watch him run the football.
It's painful, man.
It's
painful.
It's really painful. But with Penny, they've got a guy that does not have that same kind of look. So, yeah, a lot of this has to do, obviously, with what we've been talking about, wondering exactly what that defensive roster is going to look like for the Rams. But that said, I think Penny will be involved. I think he'll get the carries. I'm with you. I think you could play this up into the low 50s. I wouldn't go any higher than that because I don't know if I trust it in part because of that defense. But if we correlate the number that our friends at Prize Picks have, who, by the way, sponsor a Sunday morning broadcast that Brad and I do every single week, 10:15 Eastern time, that you can find us on, you know, Twitch and Facebook and all that. Anyway, so, shameless self-plug. But Rashad Penny, yes, over at 49.5. I do think he finishes right around 54, 55. So that's why I'm saying I'm okay to play it into the low 50s, but not too deep into those low 50s, because otherwise I think you could get burned by Captain Hook.
Stick around for our top picks on a two-dip Tuesday in the NFL and, additionally, NBA action, college basketball, and for a while, the final night of NHL action as well in bonus time.
Number two.
All right, let's get back to Tuesday night football here and the Rams and Seattle Seahawks matchup. And all right, this is me playing odds maker, Lundy, because at tape time, the only prop that I have seen on Cooper Kupp is 105.5 receiving yards our friends at Prize Picks have offered, in which he has done on the over in six of his last eight. Way too aggressive of number for me. If I had any kind of lean, there would be under that. I mean, that's just obscene. We saw it last night with Justin Jefferson, right? Justin Jefferson's line opened at 98.5 receiving yards, slid down to 92.5, and due to the Bears having pretty much their entire starting secondary out, it ballooned to 101.5, and didn't get remotely close to that prop. Now, Kupp is special. We know that Stafford loves to uncork down the field, and for that reason, keep your eye out on his longest catch prop. Usually it's around 26.5 to 28.5. I think it's going to settle right in the middle at 27.5 yards. He has achieved the over on this 14 times this season, Lundy, including a 33-yard catch in the first matchup against Seattle, in a game in which he had 10 targets, 7 catches, and 92 yards. Robert Woods was the star of that game with 14 targets, 12 receptions, and a 150 through the air. You know, he could throw on Seattle. They've given up 43 pass plays of 20 or more yards and 9 pass plays of 40 or more yards. So ultimately, longest catch, I'm in if it's anywhere between 26.5 and 28.5. But ideally, what I'm going to do a little two-legger on a same-game parlay, bring down the catches for Kupp, probably have it at 7 or more, and then bring down the yards. So let's say the prop is at 105.5. There's probably going to be an option there to maybe bring it down to, I don't know, 84.5. Slap those two together, get it as close to plus odds as I possibly can. And I think that is the money-making approach for the soon-to-be all-pro wideout of L.A. So general thoughts on the longest catch that came up with 27.5 yards, catches prop, which will be either 7.5 or 8.5 for him, and his receiving yards prop at 105.5. He can pull that one for Prize Picks, and another one he has achieved again in six of his last eight games on the over.
I like the over on the longest catch prop if it comes in right there at 27.5. If it gets a little bit higher, this may be one that I stay away from, even though I know that he's more than capable of doing it, especially against Seattle. But you start to get into that big number range. Like a lot of the guys you and I have liked to bet on with this longest reception prop over the course of the season, they're sitting at 22, 23, maybe 24. Kupp deservedly is much higher than that. But I do sometimes wonder if we start to get into that little danger zone, cue the Kenny Loggins, because I think that does get to be a little bit tough. But I like it at 27.5. If it gets up to 28 or 29, I'll probably stay away. Really agree, though, with the alt line idea of a same game parlay with him. Bring that total down just a bit. You know, tuck it into the safe zone. Even if he gets up above, that's fine, because if you same game parlay, as you were talking about, you can get yourself to plus odds. And I told everybody right now, as we continue to get kicked in the teeth trying to bet on all these weird COVID games, I'm just looking for plus odds. That's what I'm hoping for. So if I can take the yardage prop that we can get with Cooper Kupp, I can put it together with receptions, or I can put it together with something else that I really like from the game. It doesn't need to be, you know, lesson for you here, boys and girls. Your same game parlay does not have to be nine legs. Okay.
Right.
You can go, you can just do two. Or maybe three,
yep.
And then do multiple as opposed to trying to hit something big. Get yourself, you know, do two or three different same game parlays. And this is a good way to be able to play it because you can bring his number down because you do know how susceptible Seattle is. But then you don't have to run the risk that maybe they get up in this game. Kupp sitting on the sideline, doesn't get as many targets, etc. So I think you can smartly play both of those things as it stands right now. I think Brad's got a good idea with the same gamer.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think that is a pro tip here. Is going with some of those two-leggers, maybe a three-legger. I did a two-legger last night on Dave Montgomery. I took the rush yards down, and I also paired it with a reduced receiving yards prop, cash money. Cash money on that two-legger, and I got a plus 150. So, yes, get creative with two three-leggers. Don't go all batshit crazy with a cheese whiz and throw out those 7, 8, 9, 10-leggers because odds are they're not going to hit.
Number one.
All right, let's get our top pick on the board for Tuesday night, and it hurts so good. Come on, Jalen, and make it hurt so good on the ground, which he has done consistently. Give me the over on 44.5 rushing yards. Lundy, this one available at Caesars Sportsbook and DraftKings, both at minus 115. He has done this in 6 or 8 games. He has actually done it in 9 of 12 contests this season. He's averaging 10.3 attempts on the ground per game. Now you look at the Fighting Footballs, middle of the pack, and pass rush rate at number 19 in the NFL. And a couple of guys have gone over this. Daniel Jones went 9 for 95, and Cam Newton went 10 for 46. And I think Cam is a fair measuring stick here for Hurts. And I know you're probably saying, but Brad, what about the ankle? He had full practices in back-to-back games. He's had the extended rest with this game getting delayed, so that is a blessing in disguise for Hurts. The MO of Nick Sirianni's offense is just to ground and pound you into oblivion, and that's not going to change tonight, folks. Even though the Fighting Footballs have been very generous through the air, Hurts is still going to run early and often, probably 10-plus times in this game. And Lundy, I think he's going to be well north of 50 rush yards in the end. So I play this up to 49.5 and feel pretty damn good about it. Fade or follow, Jalen Hurts, over 44.5 rush yards, minus 115 at Caesars.
Oh, I'm on board with this one. I love listening to you sing, which is a bull-faced lie. I'm with you. I think he gets to 50, so I would play this up into the 48, 49 range, not any higher than that. But I do think that he's going to have to scramble a bit in this game, and he's got an opportunity to do it. I think he can pick up these yards against Washington, against their defense, get to the outside, scramble up, you know, gain, do those little chunks, right? So 2, 3 yards at a time. It doesn't necessarily have to be anything massive every single time. He can pick up a couple of good gainers, get up to the double digits, but he can also do those ones where he scrambles, he's looking downfield, there's nothing there, so he runs up the sideline, gains 4, and all that starts to add up. So I think he'll get close to 50. I'll take the over on 44.5.
All right, Lundy, before we get on out of here on this special Taco Tuesday edition of the pod, it's bonus time. What else you got in the world of sports?
Let's talk about those final 2 games on the schedule in the NHL before they go into what was already set to be a bit of a holiday pause, but is now basically everybody gets to pause. And so we've got 2 games on the schedule tonight. Washington is in Philly to take on the Flyers. The Lightning are in Sin City. They will face the Golden Knights. I'm going to roll with both home teams in this one. So Philly at home as well as Vegas at home. If you take Philly at home, they're actually a slight underdog at a plus 115. Vegas and Tampa are basically a coin toss. Vegas sits at minus 115. So I like each of those individually on the money line. However, I will tell you, if you're really feeling frisky before the holiday break, and I already told you I am because I'm just getting seduced by positive odds in any way, shape, and form. If you put those two together in a two-legger, it pays at plus 300. Ooh. So if I'm right for the home ice, then we've got ourselves a nice payday tonight. And then we have, I don't even know which bowl games these are anymore. I think this one is the, I think this is the smoothie one. Is this the tropical
smoothie? No, it's the KY Jelly Bowl.
Oh, careful, careful.
Yeah. Free lubricant for everybody who attends.
The smoothie Frisco Bowl is where we find the UTSA Roadrunners taking on the San Diego State Aztecs. And in this one, I'm actually going to take San Diego State. I'm going to lay the 3 points. Reason being, UTSA's got, you may not have heard of them prior to this season, but they've got some good players that have NFL quality talent. The problem is those guys are currently opting out of the bowl game. So they lost their stud running back. And it's not to say that you don't have the ability to potentially replace that guy. But I just think when some of those guys are starting to opt out, San Diego State, who looked horrible in their final game prior to bowl season, but that was because they were dealing with a lot of players on COVID. All of those guys are back. So I'm going to go with the team that is a little bit more complete with their roster right now. That's the Aztecs, and I'll lay the 3 tonight in the smoothie, KY, whatever the hell this bowl game is.
I like it quite a bit. I'll tell you on the Aztecs as well. They got some smart play there. Let's go back to the world of the NFL. I like the under on Jalen Hurts. I got a 200.5 pass yards, and I think that number has come down to like 193.5 at some of the books. Jalen Hurts has been under 200 pass yards in 7 of his last 8 games, and I know the Fighting Footballs, you can really take advantage of them vertically. They're good at 269.7, but again, use Cam as an influential decider in terms of what he did early this season and how it applies to Hurts. Cam did not hit 200 yards, and I think Hurts will have a very similar output. Again, we'll get it done on the ground, not so much through the air, because that is the centerpiece of the strategy, as I mentioned before with Nick Sirianni. Keep your eye out. If you're deciding between running backs of the Rams tonight, I like Sonny Michel a little bit more than Henderson, so I'd be curious to see what those rush yards props come out at. Same with the receiving yards prop. Odo Beckham, if it's anywhere south of 50, pounds like a panther on the over on that. I would lean under on DK Metcalf, especially if Tyler Lockett can't get out of COVID protocols. With Jalen Ramsey out of COVID protocols, he is going to be draped by the shutdown corner. And then in the other game, Antonio Gibson receiving yards and receptions. Also keep your eyes peeled on those props from Kyle Allen, who likes to check down to his backs. And not only that, too, but Philly's given up 85 catches to the running back position this season. All right, let's get a couple
before we leave the NFL. This is a long shot, folks, so only put like a half unit or whatever on it. However, Philly has given up 10 touchdowns to the tight end position, including 3 straight games. And any time touchdown for Ricky Seals-Jones, and I know that he's questionable, but he was a full participant yesterday after being questionable with the illness. And any time touchdown for RSJ, Brad, is plus 400. When Kyle Allen came into the game last week, if you count the 2-point conversion, he had a total of 10 attempts. 3 of those went to the tight end position. So I just want to throw that out there. I know that's not a huge sample size, but when you're talking about checkdowns to Antonio Gibson, we could also be talking about checkdowns at the tight end position. I know that points are going to be at a premium in this contest, and it's even possible that Washington doesn't find the end zone, but at plus 400 for against a defense that has proven to be vulnerable against the tight end, I think that's worth a half a unit play.
All right, let's go to the world of college basketball. A couple of quick hitters here. Give me the over 91.5 points. Yes, the over on 91.5 points for the Iowa Hawkeyes against Southeast Louisiana. Some of the top offenses in the country, number 4 in offensive efficiency. They've been over this 4 times this season, and they have throttled KenPom 300-plus ranked teams. Looking to you, Alabama State and Western Michigan, in which Iowa went for 108 and 109 points, respectively. Both teams relish an up-tempo style. So the Hawkeyes, I think, are going to hit triple figures tonight. Give me a 2-leg alt-liner. I'm going to tease Colorado up to plus 15.5 at home against Kansas. Just too many points there, though Kansas is the superior team. And they give me Marquette at home at plus 8 against struggling UConn. If that cashes, it's plus 116. I also like Xavier plus 5.5 and the live and die matchup against Nova. And that live and die mentality applies to the Wildcats. They live and die by the 3. 48.6% of their shots coming from downtown. Xavier only giving up 30.9% along the perimeter. That one's going to be nip and tuck. And then in the NBA, I got a pair of player props. Dorian Finney-Smith over 5.5 rebounds against the T-Wolves. Minnesota, the second most opponent rebounds per game allowed this season. Finney-Smith has been over this this in 6 of his last 8. That's -115 at DK. And then Josh Hart over 25.5 on the PRA, -105 at DraftKings. He's been over this in 4 of his last 5. He gets the Blazers, who are number 29 in the NBA in adjusted defensive efficiency, number 28 opponents of assists per game allowed, and top 10, though, in opponent rebounds per game allowed. But Hart has been stuffing the stat sheet, and I think that shall continue tonight. That's a lot to digest, and that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Cuevas. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly, if you enjoy this podcast. And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the Noise.